They were Model T. That was a Model T.
Okay, but I wonder why they say T model rather than Model T. Did they say that in this area?
Both ways.
Both ways.
Yeah, the colored folks all called them T's, or T models. Of course, the next one was a Model A. Mm-hmm. But my uncle had this Ford Agency for years, and when we first started selling them, the philosophy was if you wasn't able to pay for a car, you had no business with one, see? And so that kind of limited the sales, but finally got such a pressure for deferred payments that he said, all right, we'll do this. You pay a half of this car down in spot cash, exactly half, and we'll make equal notes for the balance, and the first note you miss, and I'll bring in the car. And we never had to repossess a car. So that went on for a good many years, and finally this trade-in business started. But he refused the trade-in. He said, no, I'm not going to take the old junk car, do anything with it. And that caused a source of trouble between him and the Ford Motor Company. They wanted him to trade, and he wouldn't trade. So he made his pile anyhow. So he said, well, you just take the agency. I'm not trading for these old rigs. And he never did. That's where most automobile dealers lose their shirts, you know, in these trade-ins. He never would trade. And they got down to where they sold for $364 a piece in making. Less than the air conditioner on a Ford costs now.
Mm-hmm. Those were the T or the A?
The Model T's. See, when they discontinued the Model T, there was 18 months that the Ford Motor Company was out of production. They had no cars at all. And that's when Chevrolet caught on. In the meantime, I went to work for the Chevrolet dealer when my uncle sold out. And Chevrolets were an unpopular car then. They had my old 490, wasn't much a car. They came out with a model called Superior K. And we had plenty of them, and they couldn't get a Ford. And they'd go, well, I don't want this car, but I can't get a Ford. I'll take it. And they found it was a good car. And Ford is the very man who gave Chevrolet the leg up. If Ford had never been out of production, Chevrolet never would have gone as far as they did.
Why did he go out of production?
Had to change models.
Took him 18 months.
Took him 18 months to change over. And had all new machinery. Everything had to be built from the ground up, see? And it's quite a deal it takes today when you change models. It's quite a... But just think, been making Model T's out for 20 years and had to scrap every bit of the machinery he had, see, and start all over on a new model, on this Model A.
And Chevrolet just happened to be there.
Chevrolet was right there. We had a showroom full of cars, get plenty of cars. And that's exactly what gave Chevrolet their popularity, the fact that they couldn't get a Ford. Mm-hmm. I know, because I was right there. A man come in and said, well, I don't want one of these things, but I got to have a car. I can't get a Ford, so I'll try it. I don't want it, but I'll try it. Mm-hmm. And it turned out it was a good car. Mm-hmm. So that's the way Chevrolet got started.
Well, that's very interesting. I'd like to ask you a series of questions on how people express themselves. Up to this time, we have been asking questions, you know, what do you name, what do you call this, and what do you call that? You have really an excellent ear for language, and your imitations are...